You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you get it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Western time, Pacific time, whatever you want to call it. That is 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, G7, Sirius XM, and Audible. We are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard
by Sony,
Art 19, 5050 Global Music Inc., those amazing people, and of course, BMG, the Bertelsmann Group. We love you.
Thank you.
For everything that you do for us. Big news. Lots of things going on before we of course, announced the bands and artists that we manage. And shout out to some venues and whatnot. We thank all of the Sony Music family. You've been great to us. 5050 Global Music Incorporated. We love you. Thank you so much for bringing us in to the Sony Music family. And we're about to be signed as a subsidiary of Sony Music Entertainment.
Woo!
So we will be our own entity under the Sony Music family. We appreciate you guys. We love you. And really big things about to come. Tours, festivals, concerts, booking engagements and whatnot. Maybe get China on a tour, you know, with a book signing thing and whatnot. I don't know. We're going to see what we can do. We're going to see how far we can take this.
I'm
just saying. Hell yeah. And we've lots of things going on, lots of great things happening. But thank you to Sony and 5050 Global Music Incorporated for bringing us into all this. We really appreciate you. Shout out to, well, he's Quizzle Starks on Facebook, but he's also known as Quest Cross in the music industry. Shout out to Quest. Love you, dude. Thank you for believing us and getting us distributed by such a big company like Sony. And we're very happy to be part of the Sony Music family. So hell yeah. Woo! We could not be joined this evening by actor, producer, and radio host and fitness trainer, health segment and all that. Derek Webb, he's handling some personal business this evening, so we're going to let him do his thing. But he'll be back with us next week, hopefully, you know, and that'll be cool. So we got lots of great things going on always. Tomorrow night, don't forget, please go check out At the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. You can't miss it. If you live in the LA area, go to the Whiskey. The Whiskey's always a great show. You can never go wrong with going to a show at the Whiskey. It's world famous. A lot of huge bands gotten their start there. Anywhere from R&B, soul music, on all to metal, hard rock, classic rock, and whatnot. Every major band in the planet has played at that place. Led Zeppelin, The Who, everybody's played at that fucking venue. Big bands that got their start there: Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Van Halen. I mean, some of the greats. Many legendary bands have played there. Like a lot of big bands. Motley Crue got their start there, pretty much. Like a lot of big bands. That's like a launching pad for many metal, hard rock, classic rock, progressive rock, anything like that. Pretty much almost any kind of music is played there. I've seen a band called Biscuits and Gravy. They're a soul, like a soul group, and really great music. But I've seen them play there. I've seen a lot of bands play there. It's not just metal or rock. You know what I mean? Other things have played there too. Funk, punk rock, anything you can think of has played at that venue. So it's world famous. It's been around since, like, I think 1962. It's in the same family as the Viper Room. I believe they own that one. And also, they used to own the Roxy, but I think that's a Golden Voice venue now. And then they have the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, which we have thrown many, many concerts at. With Get Real Global Productions and Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. We've thrown many, many concerts there through our buddy Nick Fuoco of Metal Mayhem. So go check him out, dude. He throws on some of the best concerts on the earth. He knows some of the biggest names in the music industry, like big famous fucking people. Like, seriously, like, he knows a lot of people in the industry. He throws huge festivals in the state of New York that, like, sell out and shit. So a lot of people don't know this guy, but if you don't know him, you need to get to know him. He's a concert promoter and booking agent. He does a lot for the music industry in Los Angeles. Go check him out. Nick Fuoco, F-U-O-C-O. Great guy, one of the nicest people on the planet. And, of course, we just saw him at the Universal Bar and Grill this last Saturday night for Halloween weekend. Jenny was the infamous, what do you call that fucking thing? What was it? A unicorn. I was a Yeti. Oh. If a unicorn and a Yeti, baby, I was a Yeti-corn. And come to find out, I didn't patent that name, and that other people had already... Other sick-minded people like myself had already thought about a Yeti corn. I literally found a mug, a coffee mug that had a Yeti corn on it. And I was like, are you shitting me? I'm not the only twisted fork in Los Angeles, apparently. So other people have thought of the Yeti corn. And it's already been trademarked, and I can't jump on that bandwagon. But, hey, I'm okay with that. And I looked adorable on Halloween evening. It was the eve of Halloween. The 30th. So it was a great time. Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco. Thank you for such an amazing concert. Oh my God, Mangusta. Great band, female fronted, black female singer. Oh my God. Amazing. Oh, she's really good. And she's hot too. So we went, you know, you know, I roll that way.
Yeah.
Well, I roll both ways, but not when I go there. Anyway, I'm a huge supporter of the LGBTQ community. I'm one of the biggest bees I know. Anyway, bring me out, the comedy club, or what is it, comedy store, coming soon.
Oh,
I'm working with Casey.
For real?
From the Mentality Show. Coming up at 6 p.m., those wacky, crazy mofo guys from the Mentality Show coming up at 6 p.m. Stay tuned after this show. You're not going to want to miss them. They're nuts. But Casey from the Mentality Show and I are putting together a comedy night for LA Talk Radio. So cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. Yeah, so lots. So you're going to see my foul-mouthed ass and hardcore crazy person coming soon at the Comedy Store and Laugh Factory and whatnot. Possibly Flappers and Burbank. We'll see. I don't know. I'm working on some shit. But everybody keeps telling me I should be a stand-up comic.
You should.
Why not?
Seriously.
I mean, part of this show is comedy. You should see me when I'm on the fly with my friends just hanging out. Oh, heavens. Yeah. Ooh, I hope they can take the foul-mouthedness of Jenny. okay, bands and artists that we manage, of course, Potty Mouth. Punk rock band. Oh, my Lord. If you have up mouth. They have crazy stuff, and they come out in full costume. They're nuts. They're crazy. They do the nutty stuff. They literally have a dude dressed chicken costume, and then a dude comes out as an Italian boxer with this boxed square hair Like, it's, oh, dude, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. And they sit there with boxing gloves and box each other. It's just nutty. And then they come out, they have a song called Poo Poo Party Platter. And they're talking about poop on a platter, literally. Like, a monkey comes out with poop on a platter. A dude dresses as an ape. The band is crazy. You'd have to listen to their music. They're on Spotify. Check them out. Potty mouth. Jason Boccia, founder and lead singer. Shout out. These guys are crazy. Black Sabbatha just played my show, headlined at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood on Saturday, October 9th. That was a great show. Very, very successful, especially for such a small venue. We appreciate everybody who came out to support the bands, to support our cause, support our music, and everything that we do. We thank you, all of you. The bands were amazing that night, so really shout out to all of them. Shout out to the Paul Collins Band, played at 8 o'clock. Shout out to 9 o'clock, Motor Babe, female-fronted Motorhead tribute. Oh, amazing. These guys, they rocked, and they brought a lot of people. Very, very loyal fan base. I love them. And they just went on tour. So great music. Check out Motor Babe. If you haven't seen them in concert, go check them out. Of course, we also had Black Days, Soundgarden tribute band. I'm wearing a t-shirt. Just happened to be Soundgarden. So Black Days, Soundgarden tribute band. Check them out. They're really great in concert also. Put on an amazing show. And, of course, Black Sabbatha, our tribute to Black Sabbath. Female-fronted. Shout-out to Lisa O'Neill, Jim Manzo, Don Marlowe, shout out to Jimmy Silcox, and I can't remember the drummer's name. I'm so sorry. Don't shoot me. But shout out to drummer as well.
we got to get Black Sabbatha on here.
Huh?
We got to get Black Sabbatha on here on the show.
I've had them on the show in the past, but I need to get them on again. You're very right. I have a lot of my artists. I'm going to get Potty Mouth on here, all the bands that I manage. I want to take them in turn. Not just Sony people. We are here to book all people in the entertainment community.
Yeah.
I mean, we were official press for the movie Creed 2. We have been official press for many movie festivals, a lot of stuff over the years. We interviewed Elvira. We've done a lot of stuff on this show. And we have a lot of people. I'm working on getting Tommy Chong on the show. I'm working on getting a lot of bigger names. But up and coming people too. We don't want to ever forget people, anyone. It doesn't matter. If you're in the entertainment community and you want to be on this show, hit us up. Jenny's Real Talk in the blog. Hit us up at Get Real Cool Entertainment. Hit up China Myers, radio author, show host, all that. Hit us up, Derek Webb. Hit everybody up. And we can get you booked on the show. We're here for you. We got you. Yeah. We got, of course, Don Marlowe, High Priestess. She read the tarot last week for China Myers. And she was spot on.
That was cool. Don
Marlowe, you are the shit.
Oh, she really
Cleaver.
Is. Cleaver. We have a great guest from tonight. Cleaver.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm just quickly going through this list. We got Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. Wicked Star from Los Angeles. Author China Myers. We've got Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show from San Diego, Berserk from LA. We got Derek Webb, author. He's about to be an author, I think. He's all kinds of things. Actor, producer, he's everything. Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian, Vocals. Just did a song from Run DMC. Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Lillian Sin, actress. Lots of her movies are about to pop. We got Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. The Borderline Radio Show with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We've got Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, and Lucas Humphrey. Lots of great stars. Oh, it's Scott Plant now from New Hampshire. We love Scott Plant's music. Amazing stuff.
Yeah,
but tonight, we've got an incredible musician. Like, this man does everything. He's been a band leader. He's a saxophonist, a musician, a studio, musician, like a set musician. how you want to call that. Like you play with other different bands. You've done everything. You're an author. Amazing. I was looking over your book. Amazing stuff. You've had an incredible career, sir.
Yeah.
You really have. This is Ron Apria. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's close.
I just wanted to make sure I'm saying your name right.
Well,
you are amazing.
Yeah.
I was listening to your music earlier and just incredible stuff. And yes, very talented. And as a band nerd myself, I love saxophonists. I played flute in an orchestra band and for 7 years, and for 5 years I played in a marching band. So yeah. I really appreciate the music that you put out into this world, especially as a saxophonist, very talented, and the music you do with all these different gifted artists is really incredible.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you.
Yes, please. Thank you for coming on the show today. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I wrote a book, as you mentioned, and the book deals with my 6 decades in the music business. And although my preference, of course, and my roots are in jazz, I wrote this book. It's about the tail end of the big band era and the era that ran from probably the 30s, 40s into the mid 50s and maybe even to the late 50s and that was a great period for jazz and for swing music and it was
amazing music. I love swing band music. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Well, swing dancing was
just had a resurgence not that long ago. So
that's true.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, the book talks about those years and me catching the tail end and getting to play with some of those great bands, and I was fortunate to caught some of Woody Herman's band. I played with Lionel Hampton's band. I got to play with Louis Armstrong one night, and so I talked about that. During that period, with the big band era fading out, we were forced to kind of like. Figure out a new path, you know, to survive and
regroup.
And so I crossed genres. I did an album with John Lennon and called Walls and Bridges. I don't know if you remember that album.
Yes. Wow.
I was part of that project. He called us the Little Big Horns. We had 5 horns on that album.
That's so amazing.
So yeah. I talk a lot about, my experiences with Lennon and that whole session in 1974. So that's basically what the book's about me and my experiences in the music business and some of the craziness that goes on the road, you know, as well. So,
and can you tell everybody the name of your book and where they can find it so they can download it and buy it?
Sure. It's called The Era I Almost Missed. And it's
a catchy title.
Right. I love that title.
It's being sold on my website. www.ronapria.com. That's the book.
Cool.
Wow. That's a nice, it's a nice cover too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Drucker, a wonderful artist. He did a couple of album designs for me. He designed the book cover for this and did a really nice job. He's a wonderful.
Did a really great job. Really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also have an ebook. That will be available real soon as well. So,
awesome.
And it's doing okay. The reviews have been good. The feedback has been good. And I think non-musicians will appreciate some of the stories as well. I think.
I'm sure you have a lot of funny stories, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's some humor. There's a little bit, there's some tragedies in there as well, you know, so it covers the whole scene, you know.
It's the music industry. You're going to have some really amazing stuff, and then you're going to have some really sad stuff too.
Tell us about your time with John Lennon.
Oh yeah.
Well, that was 1974. John had John and Yoko had split up, and he was he was living with May Pang during that period, okay. and uh, And I got really, May is a very sweet lady, and John during that period was going through kind of a life changing. He was extremely easy to work with, a very humble, sensitive, kind of a easy guy to work with, and relied a lot and respected our opinions. We all had input, and it was kind of like almost like a group kind of a project where we all had some input into what was going down.
And that's great.
He used five horns on that project. They were called the Little Big Horns, and I was one of the Little Big Horns. In fact, I'm unfortunately the last survivor of that. But anyway, yeah, it was a great experience, and I got to know John real well. We spent a lot of time together in the studio and outside the studio. And we would, after the sessions, it was in the summertime, and we would end 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and John and May would be walking to their apartment, and I would be walking with them in the same direction where the subway was. So we got to spend a lot of time just chatting. And I was always impressed with how friendly he was and how unprotected he was. Being the world famous person that he was, I was surprised that he would just walk through the streets and kneel down and talk to homeless people and wave to truck drivers. And,
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. I respected that, but I was also a little bit worried. There was, you know, 1974, New York City, there was a lot of crime, and I was kind of worried that what eventually happened would happen.
Would happen, yeah.
Yeah. But that was just crazy random, like, what happened to him. That was just nuts. Like,
yeah, well, he thought he was an autograph. You know, I wanted an autograph, and he went over to give his autograph, and got pulled out a gun and shot him.
Wow.
So, yeah, but anyway, it was a great experience working. He was a fun guy to work with, and there was one session I'll never forget. I was copying some of his lead sheets, and there was another room up at the record plant that had photostat machines, and I went in to copy some of his music, and he comes walking into the room and takes the music out and sticks his face in the copying machine, hits the button.
So he took a copy of his face.
Yeah, and we're the blinding lights. I mean, you know, we're like turning our heads. What's he doing? And he stuck his face with his glasses on, and two beautiful photostats of his face come sliding out.
Did you keep them?
Well, yeah, he handed one to me, and he handed one to Steve Madeo, one of the other horn
players. Oh, wow.
And he says, hang on to these. He says, these are going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And he turns around and walks out of the room, and we're looking at each other. What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's so funny. He was kind of like an ordinary guy, right?
Great guy. He was just a great. And he was going through a really good period. He was you know, I've had some situations where I was invited to Beatle Fest after I did my tribute to John Lennon.
Right.
And they had me sitting in this big room with being interviewed and speaking to the audience about what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Right.
They had a hard time believing that he was like totally cool, and he was drinking fruit drinks, and he was so healthy looking, you know. He was the healthiest looking guy in that studio.
Oh wow!
So he was going through a really good period, and which probably accounts for why that album did so well.
Yeah. I didn't know he had another wife or a girlfriend. So you said her name was May. Tell us a little bit about her.
Oh yeah, May Pang. They call that the Lost Weekend. The story is Yoko basically threw him out. He was really doing acting weird, and I don't want to go through the whole story because I'm not a Beatle expert, but
right.
he was going through to a bad period, and the marriage was a mess. And May Pang was their secretary, and Yoko said, just take him. Get him out of here. Take him out of here. Straighten him out. Do what you got to do. And basically threw him out and gave him.
Oh, wow.
Gave him to her secretary.
Okay.
Well, that's crazy. Okay.
That's weird.
It's really weird. And Mae tells a story. There's a clip on YouTube where she sits there doing a radio interview, and she tells the whole story. So I don't feel like I'm uncovering anything. That's crazy.
Yeah. So did they get married or no?
They didn't get married. No. He eventually went back with Yoko after 2 years with Mae, and that 2 year period is what's known as the lost weekend.
The last weekend. A weekend that lasted 2 years, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But Mae and I are friends, by the way. Her birthday is the same day as mine. She lives in Forest Hills. I live in Forest Hills, so we still get together all the time. We're great friends.
Cool. That's great. And you're in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Okay, awesome. Or like the New York-ish area, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, it's considered New York City.
Okay, like a suburb or whatever they call it, right?
Yeah, we're on the outside.
Nice.
Forest Hills, awesome. Is that near Astoria, Queens?
I grew up in Astoria, yes. It's right there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm from
Astoria. My mom had a Carvel store on 48th Street in Broadway.
Wow. That's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That's where I grew up. Broadway was right around the corner from my street. I lived on 33rd Avenue.
Do you remember that Carvel store? Carvel ice cream. It was right near the Chinese restaurant. Across the street from the projects.
You know what? Across the street from the projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
48.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I remember a Carvel store. I'm not sure exactly what street. There might have been a couple of them. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, but, it's a small world, right?
Yeah.
Very small world.
Actually, a lot of people. Tony Bennett grew up. You know, he was from Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of some of the other people, but quite a few musicians and singers and even baseball players. One of the Yankees grew up in Astoria. So Astoria kind of produced a whole bunch of.
It was a nice area. It really was.
And it still is. You know, it's still a pretty nice area.
Right. It's good.
Yeah.
I haven't been to New York in a while.
Yeah, I haven't been back in a while either. I'm in Pennsylvania, PA.
Is that where you're in Pennsylvania? And Jenny, where are you?
I live in Los Angeles currently.
Oh, you're in LA.
I'm originally from Maine.
Ah.
So I'm an East Coaster myself, New Englander, or whatever you want to call it. I'm from like the Canadian border of Maine, a little town, the last two stops on I-95.
They say a lot of A's over there, don't they? A.
My stepmother's Canadian, so when I was 16, after they got married, they got together when I was 15, so I said to my stepmother, so why do you Canadians always say the word A? Like, why do you always say A after everything? She said, why do you Americans always say huh?
Yeah, good question.
So she lobbed back a question with a question. And there you go. Those wonderful, wacky Canadians.
I know. I hate
Christmas.
Shout out to some of my Canadian brethren from the band Green Jello. I love all you guys. Jerry Cormier and all of you. Fuck yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have a lot of really great Canadian friends. But what's up? What's up, Ron? I want to play one of your songs, though.
Good.
Okay. So you got two songs that I sent you, Ronan. I'm sorry, not Ronan. Why am I saying Ronan? Sam. It's a habit. It's a habit. I said Ronan for like 3 years. almost four. I'm sorry, Sam. I got two songs. Oh, he didn't receive any songs. Well, that's okay. That's all right. We're going to, for some reason, my email didn't go through. But that's okay. I'm going to play your songs I'm going to be sharing everything on my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to put up a link for people to go buy your book. And my biggest thing is I want to plug your book. I mean, I want to plug your music, of course. I want people to go listen to your music. But, I mean, go to ronapria.com, ronapria.com. And you can find all his stuff, links to his music, links to his book. In the book, I've only read a small part so far, but I want to read the whole thing. because it's a really amazing account of your history in music and just all the stuff that you've done. Like, it just, I mean, it's just like a small piece of what you've done. You've had like this incredible life in entertainment. You had you have so many great stories to share. You know, your music is really good, and I'm going to definitely share a link to your music, like, you know, so people can download it and find you on Spotify, that kind of stuff. I'm sure you're on Spotify. Everybody's on, like, damn Spotify. But you're, like, I'm sure you're everywhere that music can be found. Like, so I want people to go and listen to your music. Your music is from an older time, and it's beautiful. I wish, you know, like, I appreciate the classics. I appreciate big band music. I appreciate, you know, like, all the older stuff.
Jazz.
From the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You know what I mean? Like, older music.
I got to stop you there. It's that my music, and I still have a big band now, but it has nothing to do with being old.
No, of course not.
Yeah, no. The
Brian music, Setzer Orchestra puts out, you know, like a lot of bands do that kind of music still.
But jazz bands as well. There are some very contemporary jazz bands.
True.
Maria Schneider and some of the other young composers are putting out some wonderful contemporary jazz things. And there's still a lot of really excellent jazz big bands operating right now.
Yeah, which you have to admit the greats were back in the day, right? You have to admit that.
No, I disagree. No? Sorry. I love you guys.
No, there's a lot of great stuff now. I agree with you. I very much do. But I still appreciate the older stuff, you know?
Some of the best big band jazz I've ever heard is happening right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff, including a lot of stuff, you know, I hate to brag, but a lot of stuff I'm writing. I'm writing music, new music all the time.
Wonderful.
Since this pandemic started, I have 30 brand new arrangements that I haven't even heard yet.
Wow.
They're very contemporary. Some of them have funk rhythms, Latin rhythms.
Wow.
You know, so it's not.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's not all Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey. You know.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be.
So what do you think about Santana?
I love it. Okay. Yeah, I played with Tito Puente for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
And his music is very, very similar to the music I played with Tito Puente back in the 70s. You know,
really? No.
Latin jazz is really happening. I love
it. It really is, yeah.
Yeah, I love playing with Tito's band. And I love Santana, which is kind of an extension of that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you ever meet him before?
Did I what?
Did you ever meet Santana before?
You know, unfortunately, no, not yet. But, you know, it may happen.
There's always tomorrow, right?
There's always tomorrow.
You never know.
Yeah.
He's one of the few people in the business that I missed.
Yeah. Well, he's very talented, as you are, very talented.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely love the music that you sent me. It's really good stuff. I love... I love your music is really, it's really good. Please go check out his music, especially if you love any kind of like jazz or really good stuff.
Yeah.
You got to listen to this guy's music. Well, amazing.
Actually, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods next month. My son lives in LA.
Oh, wonderful. So, okay. That's awesome. We should have dinner when you come out. That would be wonderful.
All right. I'm down for that. Sure.
Yeah, let's check it out. I love it. That's great. I mean, I love meeting the people that I interview. It's one thing to like interview somebody on something like this or by phone or whatever, but to actually interact with them on a personal level at their concerts and appearances, their book signings. Like I attend so many people's things in LA, in the Southern California area, because if I believe in you, I'm going to be there to support you. I'm one of those people. I'm real. Yeah. I'm from New England. I don't care about, it's not about money. It's not about fame and fortune and all that BS to me. To me, it's about being a real person, being a real friend, being there for others, supporting their music, supporting their dream, being there for them, whether it's as a manager or like somebody just, I have just random bands reach out to me and be like, hey, here's my music. Come check me out. I'm going to be at concert at this venue on this date and time. And if I'm available, I will come. I will make it. I will be there to support you.
All right.
I'm there.
What'd you say, Rob?
Next time I'm playing out there, there's a possibility that I'll be out in Palm Desert, I guess in the April, something like that.
And, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, when that happens, I'll let you know.
There you go.
Definitely down to support you. That's for sure.
Now you said your son lives there.
Yeah.
Your son lives in L.A.?
Yeah, my son lives in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Is he also in the entertainment industry or he's doing something else?
He's the guy playing all those violin solos on my tribute to Lennon.
That's wonderful. Violin.
So he's talented too.
He's a violinist. Yeah. He went to, he studied with some great teachers and he went to Eastman School of Music and has his degree.
Wow.
Eastman. And he played in Carnegie Hall like 5 times with the New York Youth Band.
That's amazing. Carnegie Hall is like, wow.
When he was like, when he was like 16. So yeah, he's a wonderful musician. And, he decided to move out to Los Angeles. He loves it out there. So we bounce back and forth. We'll be out seeing him for Thanksgiving and spending.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So he's doing you proud.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very proud of him. Yeah.
That's great.
He's a good guy. You know, he's just one of these nice people, man, that everybody loves. And of course
he's keeping the music alive.
Keeping the music.
You know what I mean? Like the next generation. That's all we can hope for is that each generation, strives to be the best in whatever they do, whether it's music, acting, whatever. You know, like we want the next generations to keep
carry the torch.
Yeah, to carry the torch. Keep this going with music and movies and television and theater and musicals, whatever it may be. Just like keep it going.
Yeah, well, I agree. I taught privately for many years.
Oh, wow.
And so many of my students are now, out there, in the business.
Flourishing.
Oh, that's incredible.
And doing really well. Some of them are teaching on a college level. Some of them are playing professionally and touring with bands. And
wow.
It's such a kick for me to see them carrying the ball,
Right. You've inspired generations.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
To do this, that is amazing.
Yeah.
You've
left a legacy behind you. It's not just your music. It's not just your book. It's not like, not just all the stories you tell and the experiences that you've had. It's that you have instilled something in younger generations.
Yeah.
To keep this going. And now look at you. You've birthed new musicians. You helped nurture these people to be the next generations of music.
And you're going forward with new music. That's great. I think that's great too.
Exactly. You got your own new music and you inspired all these people in what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no standing still for sure. There's just so much to things are changing. I mean, life changes all the time. And along with those changes, the music and the arts, change as well. So I'll never understand how people can get stuck doing this.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
Nostalgia, and there's always a certain amount of enjoyment out of listening to things you grew up with and all that. I understand that. But
yeah.
But you got to move forward. I mean, there's so much new stuff going on all the time. And I try to stay on top of, I don't venture too far from the jazz thing. Although I've crossed genres and I've worked in the rock scene as well. But there's just so much new stuff and there's so many things we don't know. And I'm searching all the time for new stuff. So,
Good for you for trying to stay current. And my mother used to always say There's only one life to live, right?
Amen. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, the show is coming to an end.
It's great having you.
I want to thank you so much, Ron, for being on our show today. We really appreciate you, appreciate your music, everything that you contribute to the industry, everything you've done, all the generations you've taught, and that you're putting out new music. And can you please tell everyone where they can find you on social media and, again, your website so they can download your music and buy your book?
Okay. Well, everybody's on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Right. And LinkedIn, and then they can buy my book at my website at www.ronapria.com. That's it.
Awesome. I just friended you on LinkedIn.
Oh, cool. All right.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, sir, for being on the show today. We really appreciate you and everything that you put out there into the universe. And you're a great contribution to everything that's the industry, you know, and we appreciate people like you that are real and put things out in there and are really here to help others. And we love that. Thank you so much. And thank you to author China Myers, screenwriter, hopefully a movie, extraordinaire very soon.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank all of you for listening, watching, and following us. Please follow us on Twitter. Like us and on everything, like Facebook. We got Instagram. Follow us everywhere. And then, we have our YouTube page, Gabriel Global Entertainment LLC. Check us out on there. We have videos from LA Talk Radio and other things that we post up there, but also go to our LA Talk Radio page, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, and you can download all the episodes and listen to past episodes of this show. But until next week, we'll be back.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.